Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Damn.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God.
So tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome, 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 welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Saturday, September the 23rd, 2017, and the time is 12 noon. Actually, the time is 6 p.m. Central Time. I'm so used to doing a 12 noon show. As always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, we got another important topic, another important show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, I want to lay down a brief overview of my entire system that we're going to be talking about a piece or a part of it, which is the fifth element, if you will, starting on Monday, September the 25th, which hopefully everybody's already a part of. Today is September the 23rd, and many of you know that there was a lot of hype about today's date as far as the September world ending, this whole ideal that doomsday, or this idea that September the 23rd was going to be the Planet X Armageddon, or that some kind of way the end of the world on September the 23rd. There was a lot of people talking about it. I did a few shows way back in the day on Planet X or Planet Nibiru. Nibiru is Hebrew. Hebrew is Hebrew. So the reason I'm doing today's show is to bring into context the world as we know it, and what Planet X, Nibiru, as it passes by the Earth, if you will, the current end of the world, or the current end of the age, the current end of the Nibiru, was supposed to take place on today, September the 23rd, because of the alignment that lines up with the book of Revelations, some say. But you know, the scripture says, and there are a lot of believers who were saying that the rapture was going to take place today. The only thing that's taking place today, my brothers and sisters, is the elevation or the understanding of what I call etheric, spiritual, life management system. This is the unfolding of what the ether is sharing with all of us. That's what's taking place today on September the 23rd. Now, the reason why this is so important, because if you take the 2 and the 3 from the September, you get the number 5, and we're talking about the fifth element, which we are going to be revealing, explaining, illuminating, simplifying, that starts on Monday as I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify everything that we've been talking about this past week. Now, this past week, I've been doing a 7-part introduction that breaks down this idea of what you and I call the spirit realm. So I want to give you the specifics of how to operate in the 7 layers, the 7 heavens, the 7 chakras, which consist of blood, carbon, fire, light, spirit, plasma, and ether. We're on the spirit level. We got 2 levels left to go to finish up this year. Now, if you've been following along in this series, and hopefully you have, and at the conclusion of this series, actually, the original intent was this: each letter was going to be a series and a book within itself. And so because the information was too vast and it would take or cost about $1,000 for each series, so I came up with my life optimization course, which many of you are part of. And I wanted to break it down in a manner or in a way that would optimize your living experience. One of the issues or one of the concerns with optimizing your living experience is the principle of being. Since many of us have not been taught the principle of being, it's very difficult for us to understand or operate in the correct frame. Now, framing is the ability to put a picture inside of a border. Now, when you buy a picture, it usually comes with a frame. So the frame helps you to focus, or it helps to highlight, or it helps to establish, or it helps to bring out the picture. So to experience success, we must be able to see success, or to see the picture. See, we are already the pixel, the picture, but our thoughts plus our feelings equals our pick or our pixel. And so what that simply means, my brothers and sisters, is there is a principle of being, and there are many states of being, many different states. We're highlighting the 7 main states of being. And the etheric realm is where we're going to end up in. If you look at the word ether and you remove the A and replace it with an F, you have the Father. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement that was just made that pales to be apprehended or comprehended by people like myself. Now, I know everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, y'all are all very learned individuals. Me, however, you know, it takes me a couple of times to hit my head up against the brick wall in order for me to understand the depth of the statements that I make. Because I digress before I ever do a show. So that way the things that I say, I got to go back and listen to them as well. So when we talk about the layers that we've been going through, we started off talking about blood and the Blood God series. And we did a lot of stuff talking about your blood.
and how their blood type is your God type, and how right now as I'm speaking, there are people, there are children that are being born with blue blood, and they're born and they are crying. They are C-R-A-A-N-Y-I-N, beings, crying. Their blood clots. Their blood also has something inside of it that I cannot share at this point that limits pain. Now, you can Google all of this and don't believe me. Just go to Google, type it in for yourself. Now, you got to do a little research. They're just going to put it out there and make it easy for you. But if you do a little research, again, as I've said on many shows, I got two children that have or that were born this way. Now, I've shared the show. My wife doesn't like me sharing this information because I've shared it so many times. So I'm not going to, you know, out of respect for my wife and but both of my two little stepchildren are these types of beings, if you want to put it that way. What are they different from me and you? Absolutely not. They're just like me and you. However, their blood is different. Their blood, they have something inside of their blood that gave their blood a different hue. It also gave them certain, how can I put this delicately, skills, we'll put it that way, that I don't have and other people don't have. These are the blue bloods. We did the series. We broke it down. I talked to you about it. Most of these individuals are old blood, as my wife and her children, my children, are. So I didn't read about this in the book. Again, I guess you can say I married into this. And it's interesting because the Father always takes me through the experience of something before he gives me the knowledge of something. This is no different. Then we did all of that stuff, and then we went into the melanin series, and we broke down melanin and how melanin is just, again, watered-down carbon. And we got black folks running around talking about they're melanin beings, and they're not. They're carbon beings. And I went through the entire series, and we broke down that layer of carbonite so that way you could understand the carbon being and what the difference between a carbon being and a blood being is. And we broke all down, and we talked about the magnificence of oscillating, and we called that series the Super 7 Carbon. How now your molecule, your molecular structure is no longer 666, it's 616. Six protons, one neutron, six electrons. Science knows this, but they are scarred. That's what's happening on September the 23rd. You've been regened on September the 23rd. Now, again, I can't share everything with you, otherwise there'll be no reason to take the series on Monday. But I need you to understand, brothers, the blood series was like kindergarten. Carbon series was like a combination of first and second grade. Then we went to the fire being, and we talked about the fire beings. We talked about the jinn. We talked about genies. We broke down the fire being and what it meant to have what is called blood cognition. And we broke down the fact that if you're not in love, your blood cannot be ignited. You don't have no passion. Your fire, you ain't got no fire, brother. You running, you got a six-cylinder engine, but you only oscillating and vibrating on one cylinder. In other words, your dog don't hunt. Now, being a fire being is off the hizzle faux shizzle. It's great, brothers, but unfortunately, it doesn't curl your toes because you must be on fire for God. You must be on fire for whatever you're doing. And fire produces something called light, which took us to the next series. And we revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified the electromagnetic spectrum. And we talked about the different aspects of light. And we chopped it up very well in the last series on light. And I know you overstand because you were there. You was a part of the series. Now we move into the fifth element, the fifth layer, which is September the 23rd, which is today, which some folks says was the end of the world. I'm still here. If you listen to the sound of my voice, you're still here. Some people said that the rapture was going to happen. Everybody I know that's Christians and believers, they still here. They still walking around. My wife just went to choir practice. So, no rapture took place yet. Hey, the day's not over yet, though, so hey, you never know. Stay tuned. You won't see me making no doomsday. You won't see me making any type of predictions. I don't do predictions. I'm just prepared for everything and anything. Which is going to take us to, once we break down what we're going to talk about on Monday, the spirit realm. I need you to understand, because after this series, you will no longer think with your head. You will think with your heart. After
Monday, September the 25th, you will go where your heart tells you to go and where your gut tells you to go. You're going to bring your head along just for reason and logic. So all of you sevens and all of you eights out there, you know, this is going to be tough for you. If you're a seven, if you're an eight, God have mercy on your soul if you're an 11. Because if you're an 11, ooh, and if you are a 7 and an 11, oh, you struggling, bro. Are you struggling, sis? Why? Shizness don't make sense. Because it's not based upon reason and logic anymore. We're living in a world now that's based upon love and compassion. And so now leverage is the leverage. Mathematics, math, music, and language used to be the laws of the universe. Now it's faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these three is love. So now we go into an element. We're going to the fifth dimension. We're going to start talking about the spirit, the plasma, son, and the ether, father. Look at the word ether. It is spelled A-E-T-H-E-R. Drop the A, slide over the A, and add the F. Ether stands for father. Father, ether. That's where we're going. That's where I'm going. I'm going back to the father. I'm returning source. What you going to do? Now, I highly recommend, my brothers and sisters, that you manage, which is better than optimizing. You can optimize it. That's good. Shizness, too. That dog will hunt. But the father was saying, hey, homie, you ain't got to worry about improving upon what I've already done. In fact, I'm the father. You got to go through the mother and the son to get to me, which is what we are doing in this seven series to activate the seven layers of the seven chakras inside of the body. So there's a biological element to the spiritual words that I'm sharing with you today. This is the seven levels or the seven heavens or the seven dimensions of the spiritual plasma etheric management system, which is the new name, if you will, at the end of this year that you will be oscillating and vibrating and even certified in, if you want to get to the point where you want to start teaching this stuff and start doing what I'm doing and doing it on a bigger and better scale. So what I want to do is I want people who are interested in doing what I'm doing and taking it to another level. That's the whole purpose of the course. That's the whole purpose of why you paid me $5,000. So you can do what I'm doing and doing it better. Why? Because you're going to add your own spin to it. You're going to add your own flavor to it. You're going to put your own fingerprint on it. Because you're not a copy of me. You're not a clone of me. You're an individual expression of God, not an individual expression of MT33. You're better, or at least the same, because we all come from the same source. So my goal is not to make a bunch of clones. My goal is to do what Yahushua said. Yahushua said he's the firstborn of many brethren. So we're going to be the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, eighth, 100th, 1,000,000, however many brethren there are, we're all going to be like him. The scripture says we don't know what we shall be, but we shall be like him. That's good enough for me. I don't need to know the details. As long as I can do what Yahushua did, I'm good. Because, you know, last I checked, the brother could do things that he could transfigure himself. And, you know, at one minute he was here talking, the next minute that said he was 100 miles away somewhere else. He could, you know, he had the ability to walk through walls, levitate, pretty bad stuff. So I'm down with that. So whatever I shall be, I'm going to be like him. That's the purpose of this course. So all of us can grow spirit. So all of us can grow plasma. So all of us can activate ether. So at the end of this course, brothers and sisters, your heart should be able to mold mass and matter. That's the goal. That's the point. That's what I've been doing. That's what I'm going to continue to do. Well, Brother Will, hold up, dog. What are you saying? Well, let me make sure you understand, brothers, because you need to master the mundane. Let me say that one more time. You need to master the mundane. Let me let it resonate. You need to master the mundane. See, most of us spend all of our time in our flaming sword instead of canceling contracts that we've made and activating our lymph nodes and basically, how can I put this delicately, firing up our lymphatic system. So that way, we become a new man or a new woman through going through the dimensional frequencies that we are designed to be by using the principle of being. Which meaning we should use our charisma, our inspiration, our enthusiasm, our intuition to return back to the pleroma or become the fullness of the Godhead. Because the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. Let me say that again. I don't know if you got it, brother. I don't know if you got it. The fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. But you still didn't get it. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. This is where I'm at. This is where I'm going. And I need you to make sure you understand, because you cannot be anything that you don't intend to be. This is what I'm intending to be. Being is a mental disposition. It's a state of mind. This, my brothers and sisters, is the cookie-blowing seven dimensions of the spiritual plasma etheric management circle, Kirka, chart, or system. To activate the crystals in your blood, to transform the melanin in your brain, in your skin, and in your ovaries or your testicles, to fire up the crystals in your blood, to shine light in the third eye of the piano or the pineal or penile glands. So that way you can see the light and be the light, which allows you to isolate in the spirit. So that way you can travel through the ambiotic or the plasmic or the plasma as you return back to the ether. Those are the seven dimensional frequencies that you are going through, that all the heap and the uproar was about September the 23rd, which is today. And it's important because people are selling fear instead of selling faith. Because spirituality is a broad construct. And it has many different definitions and perspectives. But it's very important, my brothers and sisters, that you make sure that you wrap your brain around the concepts that are going to allow the fullness of the pleroma to dwell bodily. Now, let me make sure, as I say that statement again, and I say this for the rest of the show, so that way when Monday's class starts, you won't blow out your lymphatic system and your nervous system. You won't have a nervous or mental breakdown. Because remember, brothers and sisters, his thoughts are not like our thoughts. His ways are not like our ways. You must over, under, and understand that the fullness, the pleroma, is what I'm talking about, brothers and sisters. The fullness of the pleroma. That means the fullness of the Godhead. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means. The fullness of the Godhead dwelleth bodily inside you and inside of me. But the fullness must be activated through blood, through carbon, through fire, through light, through spirit, through plasma, and through ether. Because in him, and if it's in him, that means it's in you, because him is in you. In him, in the photon, in the phos, dwells the whole fullness of the deity. And it dwells in a bodily form. That would be in a carbon vessel. Now, that word bodily, it means that this fullness is enclosed or encapsulated inside of an earthen vessel. We have this treasure hidden inside of earthen vessels. What
is this treasure. Christ, the Phos, the Photon, the Light, the Position, the entire, all of the fullness of the Godhead dwells and dwells bodily. Now, the problem with over-understanding in the statement that I just said is the Greek manuscript, the Hebrew manuscript, breaks down the word deity as divinity. Many Bible translators struggle with that word Godhead because the word Godhead doesn't convey a clear meaning for the powers that be. Because the word Godhead comes from the original text, theotes. Theotes is an abstract instead of a concrete term. Now, the word is usually theotes, again, where we get the word theology, where we get the word theo, where we get the word God, again, theos. It is an abstract, not a concrete noun. So all of the abstract, not the concreteness. Now, normally, abstract is not a good thing, but in this case, abstract is muy good, brothers and sisters. Because abstract, meaning God said, I'm going to give you a little extra, bruh. I'm going to give you a little extra, sis. See, the definition or the meaning of that word, Godhead, it has to do with all of the deity or the divinity of what we, you and I, call God. Now, I don't want to give you too much good news. It's going to blow your circuitry because you're running around thinking that you are poor, broke, black, white, all of these labels and terms that you've accepted and that you placed on yourself, you walking around and you mad because you lost a job, your dog died, your neighbor cursed you out, somebody pissed on your lawn. I don't know. You pissed off, walking around with this growl on your face. And you have no clue that the fullness of the Godhead dwells in your body. Yahushua taught something that is otherworldly. Let me make sure you understand, because Yahushua said he contained the genetic construction of the original G, not the little one that it talked about in Guardian of the Galaxies. Hopefully you've seen it. Before Monday, please watch Guardian of the Galaxies 2 if you can. Please watch Kung Fu Panda 2 if you can, if you're participating in this series. Because, see, the scriptures talks about this word deity, which means divinity. Yahushua talks about Jesus the Christ, says that he was fully, while in the flesh, according to Colossians 2:9 and a plethora of other scriptures, where Jesus says, for in him, he was talking about Jesus, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now, again, that means all of the deity, all of whatever the big G contains is, which I break down inside of my book, The Standard, and I talk about the 10 omnis that is contained inside the Godhead of the big G that is called the Pleroma. So, in other words, the original genetic code was placed inside of Yahushua, because the original genetic code that was placed inside of Adam and you was tampered with. And so Yahushua said that he had to block by placing a cherubim in your brain, otherwise you would be eternally flawed. So to limit your flawness to this experience, brother, to limit your flaws to this experience, sister, so that way you don't take your flaw back to the etheric realm, the Father, in his wisdom and in his knowledge, he placed and he said that he's going to use the simplicity of the gospel to fool those who think they are wise.
Because in him, that is, in Yahushua, the fullness of the Godhead, meaning the Greek word theotes, where we get the English word theology, theo words, it means the God of words, in him, in phos, in a one photon. And you got a, how many photons you got in your body? Yeah. How many photons? They call it a biophoton, man. Do you? Oh man, I don't want to hurt your brain too much today. You are a biophotonic expression of the fullness of the deity, which is really the fullness abstract of divinity in you. That means the Almighty God Himself dwells inside of you in the form of what science calls a biophoton. And they call it neutrinos. They call it subatomic particles. In fact, all of the non-believers, they're still looking for it. That's why they're smashing atoms underground over in Switzerland right now, doing Project CERN. Why? They're looking for the God particle. Ask a scientist, what is the God particle? They'll tell you it's the very particle. It's the very part of God. They're still looking for it. Well, all you got to do is look at me. Jesus said, when they asked him, hey, Jesus, we want to see the Father, dude. We're tired of looking at you. Jesus told him, how long do I got to be with you, knuckleheads? When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Sit down and shut up. Everybody's walking around looking for God. Everybody's praying to God. Everybody walking around, dude, do that. You are God. Stop playing. You want to see God? Go look in the mirror. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology, man. I understand. That's the purpose of why I'm doing the series. I can biologically prove it to you, man. You got biophotons flying around in your body right now. You got something inside of your body right now called the Hashem. If you read my book, christened The Biological Proof of the Existence of the Christos, then you already know that what I'm saying. Because God wrote his name inside of your heart. Each chamber of your heart is shaped like one of the letters of God's name, and the walls of your heart is shaped like the fifth letter of God's name that is missing. See, no, when you go into a house, do you ever count the walls as part of the hall of the house? No, you too busy admiring the rooms. Well, let me rephrase that. I'm too busy. When I walk into my house, I like my house. I come into, first thing you walk in, there's a formal dining room. I like coming in. I'm sitting in the formal dining room right now doing my show. Now, I'm looking at this. I know that the formal dining room is separated from the next room, which is the kitchen, by a wall. But I don't examine the wall. I don't worship the wall. I don't look at the wall. I walk from the dining room to the kitchen, bypassing the wall. Then I go into the living room. Then there's a laundry room. There's a patio. Then there's bathroom, stairs. So I can go through my entire house that is divided by walls. And I walk upstairs. There's a wall that divides the first floor from the second floor. And I never think about the walls that make up my house. I just think about the rooms in the house. That's the way you are with your heart. So since the heart gets no love, because the heart, again, is inside of the body, but the heart emits 100 times more electricity than the brain. Why does the brain get all the love? Everybody talks about the brain. Everybody says your thoughts about the brain. Neurosurgeons who work on the brain. We've been doing classes and talking about the three parts of the brain. I put a lot of emphasis on one part of the brain. That is the unconscious part. We do a lot of, everybody talks about the conscious and the sub, but nobody talks about the unconscious brain. But we talked about it and we broke it down. But what about the heart? The heart is 100 times more powerful than the brain because of the Godhead. Now, brothers and sisters, during the next series, we're going to break this down even further. We just, again, I'm just giving you a little, a little bit more fluff so you can understand the magnitude of the importance of being on the series that starts on Monday. Because, see, the series that starts on Monday is going to be a part of the course, the 7 hours and seven parts, 7 hours, actually more, way more than 7 hours, but for the sake of simplicity, we got 7 hours talking about blood. We spent 7 hours talking about carbon and melanin. We spent 7 hours talking about fire. You guys remember? We spent 7 hours talking about light. Starting on Monday, we're going to spend 7 hours talking about spirit. After that, we're going to spend 7 hours talking about plasma. After that, we're going to spend 7 hours talking about ether. And we're going to put those seven sevens into a course and make that a part of the original Eagles course, which was transmuted into the Clarinomics course, which was transmuted into the Life Optimization course, which is transmuted into the Life Management course, which is now being transmuted at the end of the next, at the end of this year anyway, by the time we finish, it will be transmuted into the Etheric Life Management System, which is what you're going to be doing. Now, everybody listening to the sound of my voice has been called, has been chosen, has been selected by God. Whether you know it or not, you wouldn't be listening to this show if you wasn't. So a part of what you're going to be doing, a part of what I prayed for, was an army of believers that was not like me, an army of believers that was an individual, that was a single, an individual expression of God. That's what I prayed for. That's why you need to watch the movie Guardians of the Galaxy 2, so that, that way you know what not to do. Because that was a celestial dude in that movie. He decided to do what Lucifer did. That was the Guardian of the Galaxy. That dude that's named in that movie called Ego, that went out, he built his own planet, and then he started stealing other people's chi. He even wanted to sacrifice, kill his own son to steal his chi. Then I wanted you to watch the movie Kung Fu Panda, so that way you can see there was a guy that was a bull that was banished to the spirit realm. And he created the Jade Army, was green, emerald green dudes. What's the color? What's my color? My coffee shop, all of my colors, every book I've ever, the original books that I wrote, they were all in one color. Everything I did was in one color. I've loved this color since I came, all the way back to high school. What was that color? Emerald green. You ever heard of the book called The Emerald Tablets? Emerald green. It's a Luciferian color. It represents growth, but Luciferian growth. Now, it's like the word human. I had a client, somebody asked me, Brother Will, with the number life path number 9, you talk about humanistic and humanism. And that word is not a good word. It's a bad word. The word human is not even mentioned in the Bible, except once, and it's talked about a spiritual monster. So I don't call myself a human, but I notice in certain diaconia settings or certain shows, you may use the word humanism, because that is and will always be just like emerald green. Whatever degree that the pendulum, you must never forget this, because Paul asked God 3 times to do this also. God, take this thorn from my side. And God said, no, I want you to remember humanism. I want you to remember blood. I want you to remember carbon and melanin and fire and all of these quote-unquote different or lesser states of being. Because that is there to keep you, to remind you from whence you came, to prevent you from getting the big head syndrome. So, and if you read that scripture, it says specifically, God left that thorn in his flesh to keep him from becoming conceited. And if you knew what I knew, you would be very conceited. In fact, for the last 9 years, I looked at my wife, and I saw, I wasn't impressed. I hung out with my brothers and sisters,
Come on, I'm Master Teacher 33. So I sought to leave. See, this is why you need to understand what I'm trying to express to you today. Not because of where you are, not because of who you are, but who you are and where you are that you don't know you are. Now, let me explain what that means. Because who you think you are, that's not who you are. Where you think you at, that's not where you are at. It's really amazing to me how we can live and be on earth and not have the ability to understand or grasp the knowledge because of the skin that we are in. So we live inside of this dirt suit. So we think we are this dirt suit. There's nothing wrong with that. That's actually a very good thing. But we have to become a Hebrews 6:1 individual. That's the purpose of me. That's the purpose of this course. That's the purpose of everything that I do. That simply means we got to understand, not necessarily go anywhere. We don't need destination addiction. We just need a deeper understanding of where we are at. So that way, if anything, we can reverse engineer it. If anything, we can take a step back. If anything, we can barrel down deeper. If anything, we can get a deeper appreciation. See, with an increase of knowledge comes an increase of sorrow. See, the Bible says something about knowledge. It says knowledge puffs up. So there are certain words, there are certain terms, there are certain phrases that may not be benevolent. But those terms and those phrases are where you started from. Are old terms and old phrases, like the word blood. We're going to end up talking about ether. Talking about ether is a whole lot better than talking about blood. But if I take a knife and cut your wrist, blood comes out. So it's important that you understand blood. Because, again, you're made up of blood. And the Father is going to use the biophotons to transmute your blood. The same way biophotons are used to turn a caterpillar into a butterfly and to turn a tadpole into a frog. Now, this is called something that is very, very important, as I've said on a bunch of different shows, and I'll say it again on today's show, which is what we're going to be talking about on Monday. Now, again, I'm just preparing the soil. The more preparation, then the more information you can absorb. So the purpose of every show that I've done this week is just to prepare you for what I'm going to be sharing with you on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and the rest of for the next 7 days. That's it. And I've just been regurgitating the same thing because what? Faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. So a caterpillar and a butterfly, they go through something called metamorphosis. Now, it's very important to not necessarily understand all of the steps and all of the ingredients of the biological process metamorphosis, but the same way that there is a biological metamorphosis is the same way that there is a spiritual metamorphosis, which is why I am a metaphysician. And then what the goal of this course and goal of everything I do is so that you can become, if you would like to become, a certified metaphysician, a certified spiritual metaphysician. So that way you can understand all of the steps that bring about a change of metamorphosis. What are those steps? Understanding blood, understanding carbon, understanding fire, understanding light, understanding spirit, understanding plasma, and understanding ether. By understanding the seven levels or the seven heavens or the seven dimensions that make up the spiritual plasma etheric realm, it allows you to do what is called, what I have coined as cleronomics, which is the household management. It's the ability to manage your house. Now, remember, most of us, everything that I know is taught, teaches you how to manage spirit, plasma, and ether outside of you. How many
people, how many courses teach you how to manage things inside of you? In other words, it teaches you how to control how to go get a job. You go to college so that way you can do what? Go get a job. You go to medical school to become a doctor. Everything you do so that way you can go get something. I'm trying to teach you so that way you can be something. I don't want you to go do. I want you to go be. So you are a spiritual being, not a spiritual doing. So the whole purpose of everything that I teach is about you maintaining, again, a etheric management. So that way you can maintain your own chi. Because everything in the universe is stealing chi. Prana, pneuma, ruach, everything, everybody is either trying to manipulate, trying to misguide, or trying to steal your attention. Don't believe me? Just turn on the TV. Walk outside your house. Go to the store. You're going to see a sound. You're going to see flashing light. You're going to see a billboard. You may see a naked lady, a naked man. You're going to see something to get your attention. Why? So that way I can get your attention. So that way you stop or I stop or the system stops the metamorphosis that is taking place inside of you. Now, the word metamorphosis means a complete change of form, structure, or substance. Be ye transformed. Now, the word metamorphosis, and again, I'd like you to look it up for yourself. Don't believe me. If you go to dictionary.com, any good dictionary, it's going to read. If you go down to the bottom of the page and read the definition of the word for yourself, because this is what is happening to you right now as we speak. The word meta and morphe or mafao, it means morph. Meta means before, morph means Morpheus. It's metamorphous. So meta, again, means it's the transformation. But notice what it says, how it's done. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Down at the bottom of the page, the dictionary.com, any good dictionary, if you look it up, it says metamorphosis. And I quote, change of form or shape, especially by witchcraft. Hold up, time out. Let me. What? What did you say that? Say that again. Okay, let me read it again for you. Change of form or shape by witchcraft. Hold up, time out. What? Okay, let me read it again. Metamorphosis comes from the Greek word metamorphosis or sisos, which means transforming, a transformation from metamorphao, to transform, to be transfigured. Meta, change. Morph, Morpheus, form. It is the changing of the form from one stage to another. Now, this changing of the form is done by something that is called witchcraft. Now, I'm not making this up. Now, you can read it for yourself, which I highly recommend that you look at the definition of the words and every word that everybody says to you. In every word that you say. Now, because it's difficult to do that, maybe you should start with picking out the big words, the words that you don't know what they mean. So somebody told me, first time I read the word metamorphosis, which is in English is the word transform. So I went to the book of Romans, it says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I looked it up. Did you look it up? Because that's what's happening to you. So you might want to know what's happening to you. That's why the most dangerous thing you can do is what you're doing right now. Lending your ear. So before you let anybody speak into your spirit or into your life, you better make damn sure they know what they're talking about. And you might want to triple check what they say. You might want to quadruple check what they say. And what I say, for that matter. Anybody say. Even what you say. So if you get a thought into your head, where did the thought come from, brother? Where did the thought come from, sister? Because the thought comes into your head. Those thoughts come from Lucifer. They come from Thoth himself. T-H-O-T-H. They come from Dehuti. So what about the urge that comes in your gut and in your heart? Oh, yeah, we got to talk about that, brothers. Because we not new. I need to teach you how to read and how to listen to your gut, to your heart, and not your head. That is the spirit realm. That is what we're going to be learning on Monday. That is what has been taught on this dimension. That is why we've all been led astray, because we listen to our head and we're not following our heart. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's the problem. I know what you're thinking. That's the problem. I know what you are thinking. We all know what you're thinking. It is this process of thinking. What is thinking? Have you ever studied thought? What is it? What is this? What happens when you think, brother? What happens when you think, sister? What is the art of thinking? What is the science of thinking? See, you are being trained or changed by the art of a witch. You are under the influence of sorcery and magic. You call it magnetic. Specifically, you call it electrical magnetic. More specifically, you call it light. More specifically, you call it geometry. You call it math. You call it music. More specifically, it is a bent light being. His name is Lucifer. You're breathing him right now. Luminescence ether. The practice of a witch. It's called witchery. So on Monday, brothers, on Monday, sisters, we start breaking down and dismantling the science, spiritualism, behind witchery. Witchcraft or magic. It is the magical, the mystical, the magic or the magnetic influence or fascination of charm. Witchery, my brothers, witchery, my sisters, is be witching. The ability to influence or charm. Now, I don't want to give the baby away with the bathwater. I don't want to give you the cow, because then there's no need for you to buy the milk. But you got to learn and you got to stop practicing witchcraft, brother. You got to stop practicing witchcraft, sister. And if you're a brother, you're a wizard. If you're a woman, you're a witch. Now, I know what you're thinking, because the art, what is thinking, brother? What is thinking, sister? No, not what you do. What is it? What is electricity? No, not what it does. What is it? Come on, man. What is electricity? What is magnetism? What is light? Not what it does. What is it? Plasma, ether, spirit. The next three series will be the next three series that could possibly cause you some serious mental distress. Now, it should cause you some spiritual and mental elevation. But unfortunately, because of the sacred cows that's going to be destroyed, it may cause you some serious dis-ease. So like all my classes and teachers, it comes with a severe warning. Because the next three layers is spirit, plasma, which is the son, which is the mother, ether, which is the father. So we're breaking down the Trinity. We're breaking down the father, we're breaking down the mother, and we're breaking down the son. The last three elements are very important for your etheric life management. Your ability to dwell and return back to the Father, or to spend eternity separated from the Father, with what the church calls hell. Now, I need you to really, really understand, because Monday we're hitting the ground running. That's why I spent 8 hours, if you want to count today's course, today's lesson, talking about what we're going to be talking about, which is the magical or bewitching influence of charm. If I can charm you, I can harm you. That's all witchcraft is. That's all a wizard is. Sorcery. This, my brothers and sisters, is what used to be called divination. Remember, modern day, how can I put this delicately? Just like in the movie Split. Most people entertain devils unaware or angels. So you see something or someone that you think it is a hue man or a hue woman, but you don't understand the art of spellbinding, the art of beaming, the art of grammar casting, the art of smells that are spells, the art of incantation and incarnation and incarceration. That is the result of putting letters in a particular order to provoke or produce a particular response. It's called a spell. So these spells are the result of a supernatural power that is, how can I put this delicately, assisted by the aid of evil black witchery. So to charm you is to harm you. That's called divination or sorcery. Most sorcerers don't even know they're sorcerers. Most magicians don't even know that they're magicians. Most magi don't even know that they're magi. So the black magicians of today, they walk around in plain sight. They are the people that are the one percenters of the world. They are the reverend like the bishops of the world. They are the people that you admire the most. They are the people that's voted in your school most likely to succeed in life. How do they succeed? Because they are card-carrying witches and warlocks that are oscillating and vibrating in spiritualism. So in conclusion, my brothers and sisters, what we will reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify for you starting on Monday, we will break it down for your brother. We will break it down for your sister so you can over, under, and understand that the spirits that walk among you that are basically using your chi and your prana are dead, but yet they are surviving through you. Because you are a fit extension and you are communicating through a medium of exchange. This is a phenomenon that is called spirituality or metaphysics. But most people don't understand what it means. Because most people never thought that the ultimate reality is mind. So the more mental you are, the more of a medium of exchange. Now, money is a medium of exchange, but the Bible says that there is therefore found no more. There is no need of a medium But unfortunately, many of us still use a medium. Some people just come out and say, the lady who says that she's Ramtha. What the hell, what is that? They got a dude that makes money going around saying that he communicates with the dead. I mean, people, they don't even hide it anymore. It's out in the open. It's marketable. In fact, it's cool. It's fashionable now to be a medium, to be a spiritualist. So this series is going to be a very challenging series. I'm going to say some things that are going to be a little tough. But it's very important that you come with your heart, not with your head. Bring your head along so it can analyze the stuff. But make sure you bring your heart. And I'm going to tell you what that means as well. Because the spirit realm is the heart realm, not the head realm. If you go into the spiritual realm with your head, you're going to get whooped. That's the problem. Because they control that realm. They control the head realm. But the heart and the gut is where the true empathy and telepathy. You need both where you're going. You need to be able to control and understand emotions. And you need to be able to control and understand the silence, not the thought. Whatever exists when you're not thinking. Because right now you have too many minds. Too much mentalism. See, the enemy hides in your brain in the form of an electrical magnetic pulse called magic. The ability to influence the heart with the head. That's how Lucifer works. So I will be breaking it down how Lucifer uses your brain to manipulate your heart. And now we must use your heart to override your brain. And you have to do it the exact same way that Jesus did or that Yahushua did. He's the firstborn of many brethren. And so I'm going to take you through that process step by step. So once we understand the basics of spirit, then we can go into the plasma so we can remove your asthma. Because we all have spiritual, we're all the spiritual asthmatics. We're not breathing right. Plasma is asthma. Ether is father. Spirit is spiritualism. It's coming from the head and getting into your spirit, your gut, and your heart. We break it all down starting on Monday. Again, if you haven't joined up already, go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make that 49, well, actually it's 99, what's today, 23rd? Well, today's the last day. Make that $49 payment today. Today's the last day if you haven't made that payment already, so you can join us Monday at 12 noon. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
That's what they want to do, because now everybody is shell-shocked and they have trauma. We've been having traumatic nights always. I want to get away from it a lot. I tried to get away from it, but you can't. That's what they taught me. The streets didn't teach me that thug life can never die. The world taught me that. I thought I could retire and move on. When I moved on to the so-called real world, the civil
attitude. Welcome to the matrix. The option is red or blue. I've been trying to make it to change up my latitude. Think it matters, cause takers is trying to kill us. They play us like a game while they sit on top of they pillars. I chose to make a change cause I'm nothing but a gorilla. Bitch, I'm going realer than any rapper you feel her. Cause I'm 100 proof and I'm soaking all in your liver. If you sipping Jola, you feel the truth bubble quicker. Can't keep a 9 to 5 cause my mind is all in the sky. Ain't talking getting high, I'm just praying please to my God. Cause governments just keep us in corners until we die. Secret people keeping their secrets and telling lies. Illusions feel so potent, I see right through when I'm smoking. My brother's in the prison while mama's raising
end up just a killer. I'm talking about the system, it's twisted with many victims. Your innocence is guilty, so I'm rapping with a message. But you don't get the profit, cause you probably chasing profit. Revenue and that shit don't ever work for Broderick. I'm just trying to figure out where they get the logic. And I'm just trying to figure out how we all can dodge it. Cause I've been hitting avenues trying to get it popping. I'm pissed off cause they don't ever want to put the God in.
God in, God in. We got to put the God in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. God in, God in. Don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. God in, God in. We got to put the God in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. God in, God in. Don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in.
I hope that I'm not coming, I'm too radical. Cause when I go in for the Father, I'm the antidote. All I do is hold it down for the standard tone. Cause I was born like 15 miles right from the Alamo. If I didn't have the truth, then I'd be at a hoe. Man, I love it when Kiana tell me that it goes. This for Mia, cause I need to bring the Fed home. Man, I swear that I was born to this piano tone. Yes, I was made for this, so I'm gonna let this planet know. Man, I swear that this the realest that I ever wrote. I ain't stopping till I'm selling out the venue. I would stop, but then he told me to continue.
I'm with Jehovah.
I'm thanking God for every day that he gives me to be a man and putting me in positions to execute all his plans. I'm independent and giving it everything that I have. With G-O-D in the math, you better sit down and add.
God in, God in. We got to put the God in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in.